Here's some more left-wing nonsense, this time from the environmentalists, the folks who gave us the rainforest. Save the rainforest. They decided to call it that because they needed to raise money, and they knew no one would give them money to save a jungle. Save the jungle doesn't sound right. Same with swamp. Save the swamp. Not gonna work. Swamp became wetland. Nicer words. Sounds more fragile. Save the wetlands. Send money. But I think the environmentalists still have their work cut out for them when it comes to global warming and the greenhouse effect. As I see it, these terms are far too pleasant for people to get all worked up about. For one thing, global is too all-embracing for Americans. It's not selfish enough.
Isn't globalization that thing that's been stealing our jobs?
Global doesn't make it. And warming is such a nice word. Who wouldn't want a little warming? Similarly, greenhouse effect will never do. A greenhouse is full of plants and flowers, full of life and growth. Green equals life. House equals shelter. The greenhouse effect sounds like something that gives you life and shelter and growth. You're never going to turn something like that into a villain. And the environmentalists have another language problem, this one concerning nuclear energy. Meltdowns. They like to warn us about meltdowns. But a meltdown sounds like fun, doesn't it? Sounds like some kind of cheese sandwich. Would you like some fries with that meltdown? Here's some more of the distorted language of political persuasion. Conservatives oppose gun control. Liberals know control is a negative word, so they call it gun safety. That's about what you'd expect, but it's hard to find words to describe the following distortion. Some of the pro-gun people are referring to gun control as victim disarmament. Isn't that stunning? Victim disarmament. It takes your breath away. Like a gun. Liberals call it affirmative action. Conservatives are less positive. They refer to government-mandated quotas, racial preferences, and unfair set-asides. Rich Republicans want to keep their money in the family. And so, the Republican Party began to call the inheritance tax, a pro-tax term, the estate tax, a neutral term, which they later changed to the death tax, an anti-tax term. When liberals talk about spending, they call it investing or funding. Funding means spending money. We need to do more to fund education. On the other side of the ledger, when Republicans need to raise taxes, they call it revenue enhancement. The energy criminals now refer to oil drilling as oil exploration. Instead of Mobil and Exxon, they'd rather you picture Lewis and Clark. When the original Enron story was developing, Bush's people referred to the crimes as violations. They said a review might be necessary, but not an investigation. So I guess if the other guys do it, it's a crime that should be investigated. But if your guys do it, it's a violation that should be reviewed. Liberals call it global warming. Conservatives call it climate change. If you want the individual to sound shady and suspicious, you call him an Iraqi. If you want to upgrade him a bit, he becomes an Iraqi American. If you're trying to clean him up completely, you call him an American citizen of Iraqi descent. When people came to this country primarily from Europe, they were called immigrants and refugees. As they began arriving from Latin America and the Caribbean, we started calling them aliens. Some of them are here illegally. Those in this country who sympathize with that group don't call them illegal aliens. They refer to them as undocumented workers or guest workers. Sometimes they're identified by the purely descriptive term, the newly arrived. Most favored nation trade status was considered too positive a term for China, so it was decided instead to call it normal trade relations. Aside from the language, there's no difference between the two policies. The Nazis referred to the extermination of the Jews as special action. In their version, the Jews were not killed. They were resettled, evacuated, or transferred, and the dead were referred to as the no longer relevant. In Palestine, Arabs refer to the areas Jews have taken over as occupied territories. Jews call them disputed areas. The Israelis call their assassinations of Palestinian leaders focused thwartings, pinpoint elimination, and preventive measures. At one time in Iraq, Saddam Hussein called the hostages he was holding his guests. Countries we used to call rogue nations are now referred to as nations of concern, so we can talk to them without insulting them outright. But as a result of bad behavior, North Korea has been downgraded from a state of concern to a rogue state. Likewise, failed nations are now called messy states. Underdeveloped countries have also been upgraded. They're now developing nations. And finally, during the election that defeated Manuel Noriega in Panama, there were groups of thugs that wandered around beating and killing people and looting stores. They called themselves Dignity Battalions.